Sarah, you don't mean to tell me that I'm getting the measles?
You're not just getting them, Dad. You've got them. Oh, come in here, all of you. Let's get out of this crowd. Come in here.
But I can't have measles at my age.
Dad, the kind of measles that are going round now seem to attack people of all ages.
Fancy you getting the measles.
Oh, you needn't laugh, Bill Smith. You're in the same boat.
Yes, that's right, but I was forgetting that for the minute.
Well, you have my sympathy, both of you. I know what it is to be tied to your bed for a couple of months.
What? A couple of months?
Keep you in bed for 2 months.
Well, it seemed like a couple of years.
Oh, well, I think I'll be getting along home. It's getting late, you know. Goodbye, everyone. Come on, boy.
Look at him sneaking off like a coward for fear he might get contaminated.
Well, you can't blame him for that, Father. Measles are very catching, you know.
Here we are. Close the door, Mabel. And now, Dad, let me have a look at you properly. Oh, yes, I think you'd better come home to bed, Dad. It's not good for you standing about here in this overheated hall.
Oh, that's right, Mum. You can't be too careful, you know. Besides, you might spread them, Dad.
You ought to talk, Alf. You're the one who started this epidemic in the first place.
He did not, Mr. Smith.
Yes, he did. He was the first one to get them.
Somebody else must have had them before Alf for him to catch them from.
Well, I don't see much sense in standing around here arguing on who started them. The main thing is that everybody seems to be getting them.
Don't you think we could go home now?
Yes, I suppose so, Sarah, but it beats me why we should have an outbreak of measles in a healthy place like Snake Gully.
Well, I'm going home to bed. Come on, Mabel.
Oh.
Well, what's the matter now?
Oh, I've just thought of something. Oh, you can't come home to our place.
What?
Oh, not with measles. What if you gave them to the twins?
Yes, that's right, Mabel. It'd be dangerous, wouldn't it?
Ah, so my own daughter's turning me out.
Oh, Father, I'm not turning you out. But you wouldn't like to risk giving your little grandchildren the measles, would you?
No, I suppose you're right, Mabel. It might be dangerous.
Of course it would be dangerous. You keep away from my grandchildren.
They're my grandchildren, too.
Well, that doesn't give you the right to give them measles, does it?
Dad, I wish you'd come home and get to bed.
But what are we going to do with Bill?
Well, what's wrong with him going to Alec and Ursula's place?
Oh, you know very well that they left on their holidays 3 days ago.
Oh, yes, that's right. So they did. Well, I suppose you'll just have to go home to your own place, Bill.
Oh, he can't do that, Dad. He couldn't stay in a house all by himself with no one to nurse him.
Well, I don't like saying it, Father, but it looks as if you'll have to go to the hospital.
Yes, it'll have to be the hospital, Bill.
I suppose it will, and I hate hospitals. The very thought of a hospital makes me feel twice as sick as I did before.
Well, I don't think there's any help for it, Bill.
Of course there's help for it, Dave. There's no reason in the world why Mr. Smith should go to a hospital if he doesn't want to. He can come home to our place and I'll look after him.
Oh, do you really mean that, Mum?
Of course I do.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, Mum. It'd be bonzer if I wouldn't be giving you too much trouble.
You'll be no trouble at all, Mr. Smith. I've got to look after Dad, so I might as well look after you at the same time.
There's no doubt about you, Sarah. You're a sport, and I'll be glad to have you, Bill.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I appreciate that.
Where are you going to put them, Mum?
Well, I'll put another bed in your old room, Dave, and they can both go in there. I'd like you to come over and help me move the furniture, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, good, Al.
Annie and I'll come over and give you a hand, too.
Oh, thanks, Alf. Well, now, I'm not going to allow you two sick men to stand around here any longer. You're going straight home to bed this instant. Now, you two go along into the front room and get into your pajamas while we're getting the room ready. You can lend Mr. Smith a pair of pajamas and a dressing gown, can't you, Dad?
Yes, and I can lend you a pair of slippers too, Bill, if you don't mind the toes being out of them.
No, I don't mind, Dad. And Mabel can bring my own things over for me in the morning.
All right, come on, Bill.
All right. Which way
do we get? Now, Dave, will you and Alf go and get that spare bed off the veranda and bring it into the spare room?
There are two spare beds out there, Mum. Which one do you want?
Bring the one next to Jack's. It's more comfortable.
Oh, good-o, Mum. Come on, Alf.
Annie, will you get the bed linen out of the press? You know where I keep everything.
Yes, Mum, I'll get it.
Come on into the spare room with me, Mabel, and we'll decide where we'll put the bed.
You know, I think it's wonderful of you to have me father over here, Mum.
Oh, nonsense, dear. It's nothing at all.
Oh,
I think they'll be quite comfortable in here, don't you, Mabel?
Oh, yes, Mum, yes. Quite comfortable. Oh, this is a dear little room. But I thought Jack was using this room.
Well, he does in the winter, Mabel, but he likes to sleep out on the veranda in the summer.
Well, that's one thing about having a good-sized house. You've always got plenty of places to put people. I don't suppose Jack will come home till after the very last dance is over.
Oh, I don't suppose so, or Uncle Clarence either. He was enjoying himself immensely. Now, how do you think we ought to place the beds?
Well, what about shifting that dressing table and putting the beds each side of the window, see? They'll be side by side then,
yes,
so they can chat to each other, and you'll have the width of the window for walk-in space between the two beds.
Yes, so then they'd be nice and easy to make, wouldn't they? Yes, Mabel, I think that would be the very best place.
Where do you want this bed put, Mum?
Well, just put it down there for a minute, Alf, and you and Dave move the dressing table over to the other wall.
Oh,
then put the bed up there, see?
Good out, Mum. Come on, Elf. Give us a hand
with
this dressing table.
Oh, lift it up, will you, boys? So that it doesn't scratch the linoleum. It's not very heavy.
Righto. Come on, Elf.
Good old Dave. Well, I've got it. Come on.
Mind the mirror, Dave.
Yes, Mum, I'm minding it.
Oh, there we are. How's that?
Well, look, just push it into the wall a little more on your side, Elf, will you?
Yeah, we'll get the bed into position now.
Here's the linen blankets, Mum, and I've put the kettle on. I thought they might like a cup of tea when they're in bed.
Oh, thanks, Annie. I don't know about your father, Mabel, but Dad's always ready for a cup of tea.
Oh, my father's just the same, Mum, and Dave's worse than any of them.
Is that about right for the bed, Mum?
Yes, that's about right, Dave. Just give that other one a little pushover. That's it. Yes, now we can make them up.
What about another little table, Mum? If we put that one by the side of the bed, we could bring in that little one outside and put it by the side of the other bed.
Yes, that's right, Annie. They'll need a little table each. Will you bring it in, dear?
Yes, I'll get it.
Well, look, Mum, I'll make this bed while you're making that one.
Oh, all right, dear. Here, these are your two sheets.
Thanks. Well, look, will this be my father's bed? Because he doesn't like the sheet tucked in at the bottom.
Yes, that's his, dear. And here are your pillowcases, Mabel.
Thanks, Mum, very much.
Fancy your father and Dad both getting the measles at the same time, Mabel. Wasn't it funny?
Well, they're always together, you know, Mum.
Yes.
Although they're always picking at each other, I notice they seem to like each other's company.
Just between you and me, Mabel, I think that Dad and Mr. Smith would be quite lost if they didn't have each other to fight with now and then. I honestly believe they enjoy it.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised, Mum.
I wonder if that'll be enough blankets for your father, Mabel.
Oh, yes, plenty, Mum. He'll be doing well if he keeps those two on. He always kicks the blankets off in summer.
Well, I hope he won't do that while he's got the measles. He's got to keep himself warm. Goodness, where have those men disappeared to?
Hanging round the kettle, I'll bet, waiting for their cup of tea.
Here we are, Mum. Here's the other little table. There. I think they'd be very comfortable, don't you?
Can we come in now?
Yes, come in, Dad. We're just finishing making up your beds. Come on in, Mr. Smith.
Oh, that's good, huh, the way you've got it fixed up, Mum.
Yes, well, I hope you don't snore, do you, Bill?
No, I don't, and I hope you can say the same for yourself.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. I sleep as quietly as a newborn babe.
Well, in you both get. And if you want anything at any time, just call out. I'll be able to hear you.
Go on, Father, get into bed.
I don't want all these blankets, Mabel.
You've got to have them, Father. When you've got measles, you've got to be kept warm.
Two blankets in the middle of summer?
Oh, it's all right, Bill. Don't get excited. If I remember rightly, Annie cooked Alf till he was done to a turn.
Oh, well, I suppose we'll have to put up with it. It would be our luck to get the measles when there's so much going on in the town that needs our attention.
It doesn't matter. You'll just have to work everything out in bed like Alf did. Alf's a wonderful invalid, though. He's no trouble. Never complains.
Oh, I don't know about not being any trouble, Annie. The first day you put him into bed, he nearly drove us all mad, beating that gong thing.
Well, you're nice and comfortable now, both of you.
I'm good, oh, thanks, Mum, except for these two blankets.
Oh, now, look, it's no use grumbling about that, Father. You've just got to put up with it.
Hey, Sarah, does it play up with a man's measles if he has a cup of tea? I could do with one. I've got a terrible thirst.
No, Dad, a cup of tea won't do either of you any harm. And Annie's put the kettle on. So you and Mr. Smith just settle down and get comfortable, and we'll go and bring it in to you.
Bill, will you stop snoring, Bill Smith? What are you trying to do, lift the roof off?
Bill Smith!
What? Hey, what do you mean by chucking the slipper at me?
You're lucky that's all you got. If I'd had an axe, I would have thrown that. Waking a man up in the small hours of the morning.
I didn't wake you up.
You did, with your snore.
I wasn't snoring at all. It was you who woke me up, bellowing like a mad bull.
What are you talking about, Bill Smith? I don't snore.
Oh, don't you? Well, who was that making all that row? Have you got Molly, your happy cow, under your bed?
No, I have not. And if I did have, the two of us together couldn't have beaten you.
I thought you said you didn't snore at all.
And I don't either.
Oh, come off it, Dad. You were making a row like half a dozen foghorns. Why don't you lie on your side?
I tell you I wasn't snoring.
And I tell you were.
Bill Smith, how dare you come into my house and make false accusations?
I'm not making false accusations, and I'm not going to have you making them against me. As to coming into this house, I wouldn't have come at all if I'd known I was going to have to put up with your thundering away all through the night.
Yes, and if I wasn't a sick man, I'd have a go at you for that.
And if I wasn't too sick to walk, I'd get out of this house. I wish now I'd let them send me to the hospital.
They wouldn't have you at the hospital. You'd give all the patients insomnia.
Dad, Mr. Smith, what in the world's all this row about in the middle of the night?
It's all right, Mum. It's not the fire alarm. It's Bill Smith snoring.
I wasn't snoring. It was himself.
Don't you tell lies to me. Don't you tell lies about... What are you talking about, Bill Smith?
Oh, Dad.
Well, he's not going to say that I snore.
And you're not going to say that I do. I'm not going to stay here to be insulted. I've a good mind to get up out of my bed now, sick as I am, and go straight off to the hospital.
Good, I'll get up and go with you for the pleasure of seeing you all.
That'll be quite enough now. Now, just you stop quarreling, go off to sleep, or I'll pack your things first thing in the morning and bundle you both off to hospital.